的是很开心今天能够跟大家在一起。
It's also been such a pleasure to meet Pastor Wei. She's been such a blessing to us in our staff meetings and conversations. Her presence has been a blessing, so we just wanted to express that to you from the main church.
也很开心那个于牧师能够跟我们在一起，也感谢神把他带到我们当中。
So let's pray as we get ready to go to God's word together.
今天先开始祷告。
Lord, I pray that you would just let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight.
主啊，真是求你让我们自己省察我们内心。
This is our prayer in Jesus' name.
让我们以耶稣的名祷告。
We want to speak this morning from the subject, The Worst is Over.
我们今天上午的题目是最坏的境况已经结束了。
And if you have your bulletin, there's a lengthy passage.
如果有那个报告单的话，有一个很长的一个经节。
But I thought to myself, we can't always stay away from the long passages just because we have translation. We still have to get to some of those long passages when we preach.
我们有很长的经节，不过我们有翻译。
But I do need to know, have people had a chance to read the passage, or are we going through it together? We're going through it together? Okay, all right, that helps. All right.I want to begin with a story.
我想开始这个故事。
There are times in our lives when we get to points where it seems like we're just facing the worst of times.
有些时候呢，我们发现好像自己是在一个很糟糕的一个情况中。
I don't know about you, but there are times when you feel like I just don't know how this is going to work out.
我不知道你，但是有的时候我会遇到一个情况，我就不知道会怎么样能够解决这个问题。
And over and over again, both in the scriptures and in the lives of other Christian testimonies, we hear how God meets us at those times and brings us through.
但是呢，一遍又一遍的，我们听到了很多见证，其他的很多基督徒呢，他们就在做见证，怎么样能够经过这些困难。
I'm just getting back from a meeting with, I was on the board for Hepzibah Children's Ministry in Atlanta.
我刚刚从在亚特兰大的一个跟儿童事工的一个会议回来。
And they were telling me this wonderful story of something that happened in their history.
然后他们在分享呢，在历史他们的那个过去有些美好的一些见证。
Hepzibah Children's Home, it's a ministry of the Wesleyan Church, and they take in orphans and foster children and children who have no other place to go.
这个机构呢是跟那个圣威斯理。机构底下的一部分，然后他们去处理一些领养的儿童，一些收养的儿童。
They were telling a story about this happened some years ago in their ministry, and they came to a day when they just didn't have enough to feed the children.
然后他们在这个过去呢，曾经最终遇到一个情况，就是他们没有食物，足够的食物能够去喂养一些孩童。
They particularly needed some meat. They had a few vegetables, but they didn't have enough meat.They particularly needed meat, and they didn't have enough meat to feed the children.
他们特别需要肉，但是呢，到了一定程度，他们没有肉。
And so they began to pray, Lord, we don't have enough money to buy food for all the children. Make a way for us.
然后他们就跟神祷告，就说神呐，我们没有那么多钱去来买这些肉来喂这些孩子们，请来帮助我们。
And when they looked in their cupboards, they were just.There was just no way that food would be enough for all of the children.
然后他们就看着他们的柜子，就看，哎呀，真的没有那么多食物来喂这些孩子们。
And as they prayed, God began to work.
然后当他们祷告的时候，神就开始做工。
They got a call from a local supermarket.
他们收到的电话是从一个当地的一个超级市场的电话。
And the manager of the supermarket said, "Our freezers just went out this morning."
然后那个超级市场的那个经理呢，就跟他们说，我们这个冰箱今天坏掉了。
Can you help us out by taking some of the food?
那你可以帮助我们吗？我们有很多食物需要处理。
And within a few hours, trucks just began to roll in with all of this food.
然后未来几个小时呢，就突然有很多很多的卡车，然后带了很多食物过来。
Meat and vegetables and all kinds of things.
有很多肉啊，蔬菜啊，很多东西。
And they were able to make this wonderful, they had food for days. Their freezers were full.
他们有很多很多的食物，然后他们可以喂孩子们很多天。
And if that wasn't enough, at the gate of their property later that evening after they had their meal,
然后在那天晚上呢，更奇妙的事发生了。
An ice cream truck broke down right in front of the gate. And the driver said, this ice cream's all gonna melt. You think the kids would want some ice cream? So God even provided dessert. But there, we all have those times. We come to those times where it seems like we've just come to one of those critical points in our life and we don't know how to move on.
我们有的时候呢，就到了一些人生的一些紧要的关口，我们就不知道该怎么做。
That's what we see in the life of David this morning. If you would turn with me to 1 Samuel chapter 30, I think print it in your bulletin.
这就是今天早上我们看到这个撒母耳记的上第30章的这个故事。
Let me give you the background to the story that we're about to look at.
让我告诉你们一些关于这件事情的背景。
David had received a promise that he would be made king. There was a day when the prophet Samuel anointed him as a boy and said, "You're going to be the next king."
然后大卫呢，当他还是小孩的时候呢，撒母耳呢就已经告他做王，就说他以后会成为一个王。
But there would be many years before this was fulfilled, from the time he received the promise that he was going to be king until the time that he actually became king, many years passed.
但是呢，其实从他小孩子他被应许会成为一个王呢，到最后他真正成为一个王呢，中间有很多很多年。
You see, the problem was that even though the young boy David was anointed to be king, there was already a king in place. There was a reigning king in place, and his name was Saul.
但这个问题其实是呢，就虽然这个小孩子大卫呢，他会成为一个王，但是那个时候呢，已经有一个王，这个王名字叫扫罗。
Some of you remember the story of young David when he was young and he killed the giant Goliath and won the battle for the Israelites.
大家可能会记得那个当大卫小的时候呢，他去打那个巨人哥利亚的故事。
And when this happened, Saul was still king.
当那个时候呢，扫罗呢，他其实是一个王。
And the people began to sing this national chant. They began to say, Saul has slain his thousands, but David his tens of thousands.
那个时候呢，就人民呢就在这边唱，就说扫罗杀死千千，大卫杀死万万。
And as you can imagine, Saul was not too happy about that song.
那你可以想象，这个扫罗王呢，他是很不喜欢这样的人民的歌唱。
And he became increasingly jealous of David.
然后他就越来越嫉妒，然后就嫉妒大卫。
He became so jealous, he actually became just obsessed with the thought of killing David and getting David out of the way.
然后他如此嫉妒，以至于他想要把这个大卫给杀死。
You see, sometimes the path to what God has promised us is not always easy.
你知道吗？就有的时候从神的应许到应许实现这个道路，其实是很不容易的。
And this went on for years that Saul would try to find an opportunity to kill David.
那扫罗呢就会寻找各种各样的方法来杀死大卫。
And we would find, if you were to read the back chapters, you would find David is constantly on the run. He has a group of men who gathered with him, and they and their families are having to move from place to place to place to try to get away from Saul.
然后基本上呢，大卫呢就跑来跑，就不断的在奔路，就在跑来，因为扫罗在后面追他。
And everywhere that David would go, as soon as Saul found out he was there, Saul would get an army together coming out to get David. He'd bring about 3,000. Remember I said David had about 400 to 600 people with him. Saul would bring an army of 3,000. He heard David was over here. He'd gather 3,000 men and go out and try to catch him and kill him.
但是每次大卫跑到一个地方，一旦扫罗知道这个地方了，扫罗就带了3,000个士兵来追他。那大卫呢，只有大概400个左右。
And so David had to constantly, he and his family and the men who were with him, they were constantly on the move from one place to another place, trying to get away from the wrath of Saul.
那这大卫呢，就带着他的人，带他的家庭呢，就是从一个地方逃跑到另外一个地方，一直在躲避扫罗的追杀。
And David knew that God had promised him that he would be king, but David went about it in a gracious way. I'll tell you why.
那虽然这个大卫呢，他知道他会成为一个王，但是呢，他还是不断的在逃跑，但是呢，还是他逃跑这个方式还是很有恩典的。
So here David has this enemy Saul who's trying to kill him and chasing him.
那有些就这时候呢，扫罗要来想要来抓大卫，想来去杀大卫。
And there are two times that David has the opportunity to actually kill Saul, but he doesn't.
那其实大卫在这个过程中有两个机会可以来杀死扫罗的，但是他没有这样做。
One time, Saul is asleep in a cave while he's chasing David, and he doesn't know that David and his men are back deeper in the cave.
那有的时候呢，那个扫有一次呢，扫罗就在一个山洞里面，然后他不知道呢，那个大卫和他的部下呢，在山洞的更深处。
And David sneaks up and cuts off a piece of Saul's robe.
那大卫呢，这时候就把他的长袍就剪了一块。
And then later he shows it to Saul and he says, "See, Saul, look, I was this close to you and I could have killed you, but I didn't."
然后之后呢，那个大卫就跟那个扫罗就展现这块剪下来的长袍，就说：“你看，我跟你如此之近，但是我那时候没有杀你。”
Because David said, "I'm not going to kill. I'm going to let God handle this situation. God is the one who made me the promise. I'm not going to kill Saul. I'm going to let God handle."
然后大卫就说呢，我会让神来处理这样的事情，我不会来杀耶和华的受膏者。
But Saul didn't feel that way about David. He kept pursuing him.
但是呢，扫罗呢并不是这样想的，他还是继续来追杀大卫。
A second time, we find where Saul was coming after David again, and David got close enough while Saul was asleep to take his spear that was stuck in the ground and his water jug.
有一次呢，那个大卫呢看到那个扫罗他在那边睡觉，然后呢就走近他，把他那个长矛和水壶拿走。
And he showed it. He said, "Look, Saul, here's how close I was to you. I have your spear. I have your water jug. I don't mean you any harm. Would you leave me alone?"
然后他就说，然后他之后呢，又把这两个东西，一个长矛，一个水壶，就给扫罗看。但我跟你如此之近，但是呢，我没有来杀你，我并不想来伤害你。
But Saul would not. He kept pursuing. David had an enemy for life in Saul.
然后呢，这个扫罗呢，但是呢不为所动，继续去追杀大卫。那大卫呢，就继续逃跑。然后其实扫罗是大卫的这个人身之敌。
Finally, things got so bad. David just began to think to himself, "Where can I go? How can I get away from Saul? Where is a place that he won't come looking for me?"
那直到一个程度呢，然后大卫就想，我究竟应该到什么地方去，然后以至于这个扫罗就不来追我呢
？And then he thinks, "Aha, we have been at war with the Philistine army for just forever." And maybe if I go and I live in Philistine territory, that's the one place that Saul's not going to come chasing me into.
然后他还说，哎，那以色列跟非利士打仗打了好多年了，那这个是死对头，我不如到非利士那去住一段时间，这样扫罗就不来追我了。
And it works for a while. For a while, David and his entourage and folks who are around him, his whole camp, they make camp in the Philistine territory. And sure enough, Saul is not coming there. He's not there pursuing them.
这个方法奏效了一段时间，然后那个大卫呢就住在非利士人中间，然后扫罗呢就没有来追他。
And so David and his men are living peacefully in this little town called Ziklag for about a year. They finally get some rest for about a year. They're just living peacefully amongst the Philistines.
然后大卫呢跟他的部下呢就在一个叫喜格拉那个地方住了大概一年的时间，非常的平安。
Until this one day, when the Philistine people decide that they're going to go to war against Israel, which would be David's people. They're going to go to war against Israel.
然后直到有一天呢，那个非利士人的就跟大卫说，我们要来跟以色列人打仗了。
And the king that David has been staying with is named Achish.
那跟大卫一直跟待着的这个非利士人呢，叫做吉亚。
And he tells David, because the king he's been staying with, he finds no problem. David says, "Come on, I've been good to you, so you come on to war with me, Philistine army. You've been living here. We're going to war. You and your men come with us."
那这个叫做亚吉的王呢，就跟大卫说，哎，你跟我居住的很好，你跟我一起去打仗吧，我们一起去打以色列人。
And so David says he's been a recipient of their hospitality and their gracious protection for this year. So David says, "Okay."
然后大卫就说，好，你对我这么好，你对我这么有好意，那我就跟你一起去打吧。
And so the Philistine army gathers together, and they, all of the army bands are parading, you know, by company and by division. They're parading in front of the princes from that country.
然后非利士人的军队呢就开始就出发了，然后他们就不断就一步一步的往前走。
And when the Philistine princes look up at the end, very end of the procession, they see David and his men.
那这个非利士人一看，哎，在这个军队的最后方是大卫和他的一些部下。
They go ballistic.
然后
they get really upset.
对，然后他们就非常的非常的不开心。
Because they're saying, wait a minute, is that David, the same David who killed Goliath, who was a Philistine?
然后他说：“哎，这是那个大卫吗？这是那个大卫杀那个哥利亚那个大卫吗
？”Is that the same David that they sang that song about him, saying, "Saul has slain his thousands, but David his tens of thousands?"
就是那个大卫，别人就说：“大卫杀死万万的，那扫罗杀千千的那个大卫吗
？”And they said, "There's no way we want him going to war with us against Israel."
我们不能让大卫在我们后面跟我们一起打以色列。
They think in their mind, he's just playing a trick. He's going to get in the battle, and then he's going to turn on us and kill us all.
他说这大卫在后面，他会背叛我们，他会趁着我们不注意的时候来打我们。
And the king who had been protecting him, King Achish, tries to say, listen, David's been with me for a year, he and his men, we haven't had any problems, you can trust him.
然后这个亚基王呢，就说这个大卫已经跟我们住了一年多了，没有关系的，我们可以相信他的。
But the rest of the guys say, no way, send them back, send them home.
但是其他的非利士人就说不行不行，不能让大卫跟我们一起去，要把他给送回家。
In fact, we can see at the end of chapter 29, they really wanted him to go. They said, as soon as it's light, as soon as you can see daylight, we want you moving out of here. And go quickly and quietly and peacefully, just get out of here, David. You go on back to Ziklag, you and your men. We don't trust you to go to war with us.
他就说你尽快的就回到那个喜格拉镇嘛，你尽快越快越好。
So that's where we pick up the story in chapter 30 right now.
这就是我们这第三十章的这个故事的这个背景。
In chapter 30, verse 1, David and his men, they reach Ziklag on the third day. It's a three-day journey to get back from where they were going to be with the army to get back to their hometown of Ziklag.
这个这第一节呢，就说这个大卫呢，跟他跟随的人到这个喜格拉，然后发现了另外一支军队，然后北京这个政治被侵略了。
And while they were away, a terrible thing has happened.
然后当他们不在的时候呢，有很糟糕的事情发生了。
While David and his men were with the Philistine army preparing to go to war, and their hometown of Ziklag, there was another army, the Amalekites, who had come in and burned their whole city and taken everyone captive.
就当那个大卫跟非利士人不在的这个时候呢，有另外一支军队叫做亚玛利人，他们已经侵占了这个地方。
In fact, as you're reading along in verses 2 and 3, it talks about all of the women, all of the cattle, young and old. They didn't kill them, but they carried everything. They took everything away that was in Ziklag.
如果你们读第二节、第三节的话，你看到所有的妇女、孩子、所有的那个牲畜，他无论是年轻的、小的，他们全部被掳走了。
And sometimes it is interesting, even in our lives, what a difference just one day can make.
你想想看，在我们的生命中，是不是有的时候会发现一天之间什么事情都变掉了？
Sometimes there are times when you ever had a time you wish you could push the rewind button and just have things turn out differently.
你是不是有的时候会想，哎，我可不可以来倒退一下，能够重新来过？
Well, here's David and his men, and they come back.And everything dear to them, all of the wives, all of the children, all of their goods, gone.
这就是大卫他们现在面对的。当他们离开的时候，他发现他的妻子、孩子、所有的财物都不见了。
And it is interesting because these men who are with David, they are rough, tough fighting guys.
你知道吗？大卫他其实是一个非常坚强、勇敢的一个战士。
They've been with David in lots of battles and skirmishes.
他经历了各种各样的战争战斗。
They're tough. They're what we used to call men's men.
他们是男人中的男人，非常勇敢。
But even these men's men, when they get back to Ziklag, and they see their family is gone, their everything that they've owned, all of the whatever animals they had, everything is gone.
就即使是这些男人中的男人，非常坚强的人，当他们回到希格拉的时候，发现他们的妻子、孩子、所有的财物都不见了。
David and his men just began to weep.
然后第四节呢，就说大卫跟随他的人就放声大哭。
What a sight that must have been! These grown, hardened, hardy men crying.
这些硬汉他们就在哭了。
You see, they had reached a point. They were used to hardships. They were used to fighting. They were used to things happening. But when they got back and saw that their whole family, everything that they cared about was gone, it was just like a breaking point for them.
就虽然他们经历了各种各样残酷的战争，但是当他们回来发现他们的妻子、孩子、所有的财物都不见了，他们就是他们这个转折点。
And these men, just all of those years of being on the run, and being on the move, and having to move from place to place, all of those emotions finally caught up with them.
那这些人呢，就是想象一下，他们是过去几年一直在逃跑的，一直在躲避追杀的。那这个时候突然发现他们的妻子、孩子，最后什么都不见了。
And they just began to weep. In fact, the Bible says that they wept until they had no strength left to weep. I mean, they were really, they just a flood of emotions coming out.
圣经就说呢，第四节就说大卫和跟随他的人就放声大哭，直哭到没有力气。
And David, I'm sure David is right there weeping with them. His two wives have been also taken captive, his family.
大卫的两个妻子呢也是被抓走了。
But David has another problem. Not only is he weeping and sad along with his men because of the loss of the burning of the town and the loss of everything in it.
那大卫呢？其实他还有另外一个问题。他不仅仅是他的这个老婆孩子被抓走了。
But these weeping men decide, wait a minute. There's a person here in our midst, and it's his fault that we're in this predicament.
他的另外的问题就是他的那些部下就说。等一等，就是这个人，就是这个大卫，他应该为此负责。
And they start to look, they're in the midst of their grief and their sorrow, they start to, it begins to turn to anger, and they look at David.
那他的这部下呢，都很，其实一开始很伤心，因为他们的老婆孩子也不见了，但是这个时候他们把伤心变成了愤怒，而且指向了大卫。
And the Bible doesn't tell us what exactly they said to David.
那圣经没有具体的说他们怎么样跟大卫说的。
But you can imagine the kinds of things that they blame David for everything that has happened. They blame David that it's because of you. We've been following you. We've been trying to help you. We've been in battles with you. Now look what has happened to us.
但你可以想象一下，他们可能会在一直在责备大卫，因为我一直在跟随你的，一直在跟着你，你要叫我们做怎么就做。那现在发生了什么？
And chapter 30, verse 6, it says, David was greatly distressed because the men were talking about stoning him.
圣经第六节呢，就说他大卫甚是焦急，因为众人为自己的儿女哭了，说要石头打死他。
Not only was David feeling his own loss, but now his situation is complicated because the men are blaming him, and all of these men who had been so loyal to him, who had given up things and forsaken things and following him, they have turned against him in this moment, and they're talking about stoning him. And David knows these are rough, tough guys. They are well capable of carrying out the threat.
那这时大卫呢有另外一个问题，就是他的那些曾经很忠诚的部下，他们现在想要谈论怎么样来用石头打死他，那他们变得很加的愤怒。
Now there were two responses that were occurring to the very same situation.
这个在同样的这样的一个情况下，可能有两种不同的应对的方式。
They had all experienced the loss, and the men decided to turn the 600 men with him turn their frustration and grief into anger, and they were getting ready for action, getting ready to stone David.
那一种呢是像他这个600个人，他们就是会把这个处理这样的问题呢，就变成了指责和愤怒，然后想要用石头打死大卫。
I like the way the Bible, excuse me, puts it. It says, each one was bitter in spirit. Verse 6, each one was bitter in spirit because of his sons and his daughters.
像圣经第六节就说，众人为自己的儿女苦恼。
But faced with the same situation, David goes in a different direction.
但是呢，在同样的面对同样的环境情况，大卫呢却有不同的处理的方式。
It says, but David found strength in the Lord his God.
那圣经第六节说，大卫却依靠耶和华他的神，心里坚固。
In other words, even though everyone around him was angry and mad and ready to just get physical and aggressive, David knew that this was not a time for anger, but a time to seek God, to look to God.
所以在同样的情况下，虽然有些人他们会很生气，很要指责，但是大卫呢却知道这个时候并不是指责生气的时候，而是要依靠耶和华的时候。
You know, that's another lesson for us. There will be times when we'll be in the midst of situations that are chaotic or frustrating.
你知道吗？有些时候我们也会遇到同样的这样的情况，我们的生命可能会很绝望，可能很难过。
And people who others might be looking to get angry or to get upset or to hurt someone.
那其他这些可能会去来指责，可能会去愤怒。
And we as Christians, our first response ought to be like David, to look to the Lord.
作为基督徒呢，我们应该学习大卫的样式，我们重新要依靠耶和华。
And as David is praying out, crying out, looking to the Lord, he's asking God, what do I do now? Should I go after the Amalekite army? Should I try to get my people back?
那这个时候大卫呢，他就可能就跟神就祷告，就说我应该怎么样做呢？我应该去追赶吗？把我的人来追回来吗？
And David gets the answer that he's to go after the Amalekites and try to get back his everything that was taken from him.
那大卫呢，最后就决定他要去追，把他追回来。
Now David has to be a strong leader because in one verse all the men are talking about stoning him and killing him.
那大卫一定是一个很卓越的一个领导人，因为上一节呢刚说那些人要来用石头打死他。
And just two verses later, it says in verse 9, David and the 600 men with him came to the Beor Valley. In other words, he was able to turn all of that energy and say, guys, follow me one more time. I've got God's vision. We're going to go after what's been taken from us.
那仅仅是两节之后呢，这个第九节就说大卫和跟随他的600个人来到比索西，所以就说呢，这600个人曾经刚刚想说用石头打死大卫的时候，大卫呢就把他们给回转过来，然后说重新跟随我，再相信我一次。
So now we the 600 guys, you can just, if you use your imagination, you can imagine them summoning up their strength. They're ready for this now. They're ready for the fight. They're going to go with David to get back what they've lost.
然后你可以想象一下，这600个人，他们失去了妻儿，他们现在要再打一次这些仗，然后他们已经很准备好了要再去战斗。
They're not crying now. They're ready to move forward.
他们没有哭泣，现在他们要再去征战。
So he sets out with the 600 men.
那在这600人中呢
？And here's what happens. Out of the 600 men.There are 200 men, they get to a point in the journey, there are 200 men who are just too exhausted. The Bible says they're too exhausted to go on. We're here in verse 9.
那在第九节说呢，在这600人中有两百个人疲乏，他不能过比索西，所以留在那里。
This is an important kind of a side note. I'm glad that the Bible put this fact in here.
那这我们很开心这个。神会把这句话留在圣经里面。
You see, not everyone has the same emotional capacity.
你想看看，其实我们并不是每个人都有同样的这样情绪的这样的一个能力。
Out of the 600 men, there were 200 who, even as David was rallying them, they wanted to go, they wanted to be a part of the fight, they wanted to pursue, but they just didn't have anything left in them. They were exhausted and they couldn't go any further.
所以这两百个人呢，虽然他们很想去把他们的妻儿夺回来，但是呢，他们已经完全疲乏，他们不能够做了。
So they stay with the supplies, and the 400 other men go in pursuit of the Amalekites.
所以呢，他们就留下来看守器具，然后呢，其他的400个人呢就前往追赶。
So just to kind of skip through some verses 10 through 16, what happens is they find an Egyptian slave who actually knows where this Amalekite camp is. And they ask them, you know, if we spare your life, would you lead us to where, lead, would you show us where those Amalekites are?
就简短的说一下这个第十节到十六节的事情，就是他们看到了一个埃及的一个奴隶，然后他们就问他，你可不可以把带我们去这个去这个亚玛力人的营地。
If you jump down to verse 16, they, this Egyptian slave leads David right to the site where this Amalekite, the Amalekite army is camped out.
那如果你看第十六节的话呢，这个一埃及人的奴隶呢就带大卫下去，然后看到这些人在那跳舞，吃喝跳舞。
He finds the Amalekite. They're having a big party. They think we've won, and they're just drinking and eating and partying and celebrating. They have no idea that God is with David.
那这些亚玛力人呢？他们在那儿开派对，他们在吃喝跳舞，他们很开心。他们完全不知道神与大卫同在。
They have with them not only do they have the things that they took from Ziklag, but they had raided many other villages and towns, and so that Amalekite army, they have all of these spoils from all of these different places that are there.
那他们不仅仅有从那个喜格拉带来的一些战利品，他们还有些以前打仗的很多的其他的战利品。
And David, the scriptures tell us that David fights. Now God had assured David of the victory, but he still had to fight.
那圣经就说呢，这个大卫从黎明直到次日晚上击杀他们。那虽然神已经应许了他胜利，但是大卫还是需要去打仗。
In fact, the text says he and his men fight from dusk until the evening of the next day. So they still have to fight.
那就圣经就说他们从黎明一直到次日的晚上一直在打仗。
Sometimes we are on the journey and God has assured us things, but there's still our part that we have to do.
所以有的时候呢，虽然神应许了我们一些事情，但是我们还是有些事情我们自己需要去做。
There's still the part that God has His part that He does, and then God assigns us what our task is.
所以神呢有他的部分完成了，然后我们也需要自己的部分去完成。
And so they fight, but in this fight, because God had told them they would have the victory, they actually win the fight.
因为呢神应许了他们会胜利，所以呢他们最后取得了胜利。
And David is able, because he has won the fight, he is able to get back everything. He's able to recover everything that the Amalekites took from him.
那因为呢他们大卫呢赢得了胜利，所以他把所有的东西都赢回来了。
Every person, every animal, everything that they had taken, he is able to get it back.
那所有的人，所有的妻子、孩子，所有的牲畜，他们都所有的都带回来。
But not only does David get back everything that he had lost at Ziklag, but because he wins this battle with the Amalekites, he gets everything they had taken from all the other places that they had been also.
不仅仅大卫把他们在喜格拉失去的东西都带回来了，他们把这个亚玛利人他们以前战斗的所得的战利品也都带回来了。
And so if you can see, David now is coming back just a moment ago, just a day or so ago, he was in his deepest despair.
那你可以看到，其实大卫只是在几天前，他们就是非常非常的难受的时候。
He was at one of the lowest points in the life of David. This was one of the lowest points when he came back and saw what had happened in Ziklag.
当他刚回到喜格拉的时候，他是人生的最低点，他那时候很难过。
You see, he was feeling the weight of leadership and responsibility.
他也感觉到他自己作为领导者的，他有很多责任。
It's one thing if it was just something David's family that suffered, but David had to feel the weight of it. I led all of these people to come with me, and now look what has happened to them. He was feeling at his lowest.
那大卫他那时候不仅仅有自己的家庭他失去了，他也同样有同感深受的看到自己的部下的家庭也都不在了。
And just a day or so later, the same David and the same army, now they have had this great victory, and they're coming back to Ziklag, and they have with them everything that's been taken, along with all of the other spoils that the Amalekite army had from the other towns.
那仅仅是一两天以后，他们就取得了如此大的胜利。他们不仅把所有失去的都弄回来了，而且还有很多很多的战利品。
It's like a complete reversal.
就是一个完全的一个翻转。
A complete turnaround.
一个完全的一个翻转。
Okay, so they're coming back. They get to the 200 men. Remember there were 200 men who were too tired to keep going?
你还记得那边有两百个人，他们太累了，没有办法继续前进了吗？
And the other guys say, wait a minute. When they get back to the 200, you guys didn't go with us, so you don't get anything. We're not sharing with you. We're not dividing any of this up with you because you didn't come with us.
那大卫的那四百人中的有些人呢就说，哎，等一下，这两百个人因为他们没有跟我们去打仗，所以呢不能分战利品给他们。
But David says, no, that's not how we're going to do it.
那大卫说，不，我们不会这么去做。
David says we're going to distribute and everyone is going to get something.
大卫就说我们要去分战利品，所有人都能分一份。
Even those 200 men who stayed behind.
即使是这两百个人，他们留守的这两百个人，他们也可以分到。
Because David recognized they went as far as they could go.
因为大卫意识到这两百个人他们已经尽力了。
They went to the end of their capacity.
他们已经尽了他们的所能。
Sometimes when we can be hard on people and not understand that some people they are doing the best that they can.
所以有的时候呢，其实我们或许对其他的人有点点残酷，但是我们这时候没有意识到，他们其实已经尽了他们的能力。
But David shares. In fact, David has so much.Not only do the 600, the 200 men who stayed get their portion, the 400 men who came with them get their portion.
那大卫呢？他有很多很多战利品，他不仅仅分给这两百个人，这四百个人。
David has so much. At this point, he blesses 10 other towns, at least 10 plus other towns, and he sends gifts and he sends things and animals and all of this treasure. He shares it with about 10 other towns, and he rewards the people who've been kind to him while he was running from Saul.
那大卫呢？这时候他有如此多的战利品，然后他不仅仅分给这六百个他的部下，而且分给了十几个城镇的人。这些城镇的人呢，在他逃跑、逃命、逃避扫罗追杀的时候，曾经对他好过。
Now there was a second thing. I want you to go back to Ziklag now. So I just want you to remember that David was back in Ziklag. Remember when he was just a few chapter ago when he's feeling isolated and defeated and that everything was lost.
那我们现在回到喜格拉，就想想看，大卫这个时候他是非常的难受、沮丧的时候。
What David didn't know at that time is that at the very same time.His enemy Saul was in a battle with the Philistines.
那大卫这个时候呢，其实他不知道的是，再过几天以后，他就会有一个巨大的一个胜利。
And the Philistine army killed Saul and his sons in that battle.
那这个胜利呢，就是非利士人其实把扫罗王给杀了。
So David did not lift his hand against Saul. David did not kill Saul.
大卫没有杀扫罗王。
But God sovereignly arranged the situation so that David could become the king he had been promised.
那神呢就用很奇妙的方法来实现了大卫要做王的这个应许。
With Saul's death, this is the beginning of the fulfillment of the promise that he's going to be the king over the nation of Israel.
那当扫罗死了以后呢，大卫很快就会成为以色列的王。
Because at first he becomes the and in Hebron, he goes to a city called Hebron, and becomes the king over just a part of the nation.
那大卫呢，一开始成为犹大的王。
But later he's going to become king over the whole nation of Israel, as the prophet Samuel had told him he would be when he was a little boy.
然后后来呢，他就会成为整个以色列的王，就是。然后先知撒母耳在大卫是小的时候跟他说的话。
So what are we to take home from this story?
那今天我们得到的学到的功课是什么呢？
I believe this is one of the things that we should learn.
我们想这以下就是我们要学习的东西。
What David didn't know when he was at Ziklag, when he felt so isolated and defeated.
当在喜格拉的时候，大卫他感到如此的沮丧。
He didn't know how close he was to being king.
他不知道他其实离做王已经很近很近了。
He didn't know that the worst was over.
他不知道，其实最糟糕的情况已经结束。
It looked to him like it was the darkest days of his life.
对他当时他来说，这其实是他人生中最黑暗的时候。
It looked to him like the bottom had fallen out, and that everything that God had promised him would never be fulfilled now.
对他来说，好像连底都没有了，就神给他的应许也不知道什么时候能实现。
David didn't know that at the very time he was feeling at his lowest, at his weakest, at just such a loss.
那大卫当他在非常非常人生的低谷的时候，很沮丧的时候，
he was the closest to what God had promised him. He was closer than he'd ever been in his life to the promise being fulfilled of him being king.
当他在人生最低谷的时候，其实是他最接近胜利的时候。
And right at the time where his men are talking about stoning him and killing him,
当他的部下在讨论用石头打死大卫的时候，
God is taking care of the Saul situation.
神那就解决了扫罗的这个问题。
And so we see five things.
我们就看到了以下五点。
One, the promises of God are true, but they are worked out over time.
第一呢，就神的应许是真实的，但是呢，需要一些时间来实现。
Even God's plan for sending His Son, you know that scripture that says, "In the fullness of time, worked out over time." God loves the world that He gave His only begotten Son, but when did it happen? In the fullness of time, when it was God's timing.
那即使是神应许了把他的爱子赐给我们，但是这花了一些时间。
So the promises of God to us are true, but they are worked out. God has His way of working them out in His time.
所以呢，神的应许是真实的，但是呢，是根据神的时间。
Secondly, you still have to be in the fight.
第二呢，就是你们仍然需要跟沮丧来征战。
When David went.To pursue the Amalekite army, God had said, "You're going to be successful. You're going to be victorious."
当大卫去跟那个军队去征战的时候，神就说你会取胜的。
But David and his men, in that case, they still had to. There was still an action. They still had to be in the fight.
但是呢，大卫和他的部下呢，在那段时间还是需要去作战。
And we too sometimes have to fight.
我们呢，有的时候还是需要去征战。
We're not fighting with our fist.
我们并不是用我们的拳头去打仗。
But we have to fight discouragement.
我们需要去跟沮丧去打仗。
We have to fight being disheartened.
我们有的时候会灰心失望，要去跟他作战。
We have to fight the feeling of just wanting to just give up and throw up our hands.
我们要去作战，尽量不要去气馁。
So the promises of God are true, but worked out over time. We still have to fight discouragement, depression, and being disheartened. But number three, at your lowest moment, you can turn to God.
所以第二点呢，就是说我们仍然要跟沮丧、抑郁、灰心作战。但是呢，第三点就是说呢，在我们人生最低谷的时候呢，我们仍然可以转向神。
Even if it seems like everyone or everything is against you, you can turn to God.
即使看起来好像所有的事情都是来在在against 跟我作对的，但这个时候我们仍然可以指向神，仍然可以去转向神。
Number four. Now, so not only are the promises of God true, but worked out over time, you still have to fight discouragement, depression, being disheartened. At your lowest moment, you can turn to God. But number four, God has a marvelous victory in mind for you.
第四点呢，就是在以上三点之后呢，神呢，其实在他的心目中对你有一个很了不起的一个胜利的一个计划。
And then finally, number five.
第五点。
When you persevere and obey Him, you will be able to bless not only your own life and family, but many around you.
第五点呢，就是当你坚持下去并且顺服神，你不仅仅会。祝福你自己的生命和家庭，而且你会祝福你身边的人。
So a story that starts out in chapter 30 just so sad and so looking down.
所以今天我们读的这个
第三十章的故事呢，一开始是以非常非常难过、非常非常沮丧的这个开始的。
That story ends in David getting everything back. That was a miracle that he got everything back.
这个故事呢，以大卫得到了所有的东西结束，这真是一个奇迹。
But God didn't stop there.
但是呢，神并没有在此结束。
God gave him extra stuff, and he had enough to send out and bless all of these other towns and give them back some of the things that had been taken.
神呢，还给他更多，然后呢，以至于大卫有很多战利品可以分给很多很多城镇。
So this morning, I want you to take heart.
所以呢，今天呢，可以让我们要提醒我们自己。
Some of you may feel like David, that you're just in the worst possible situation.
我们可能就像大卫一样，我们可能现在在面对的一些最糟糕的一些境况。
But I want to remind you that you could be closest to your biggest victory yet.
但是呢，我今天想提醒你们，你们可能现在就正是与你最大的胜利，可能已经非常接近了。
If we could have been there with David as he and his men returned to Ziklag and saw the town there.
我们如果假设说我们跟大卫一起就。回到那个喜格拉那个地方。
Because we know the end of the story, we would have wanted to whisper to David or shout to David.
那如果我们知道那个最后的故事的结局的话，这时候或许我们就不会去嘲笑大卫。
David, the worst is over.
他或许这时候我们会提醒大卫说，大卫，这最坏的事情已经结束了。
But we weren't there then.
但是我们现在还没有到我们胜利的时候。
But we're here now.
我们。现在就在现在这样的一个情况中。
And because we know how our story ends,
因为我们知道我们最后的结局会是怎样。
In victory,
在胜利中。
I want to say to you and encourage you and say the worst is over.
所以呢，我今天想要鼓励大家，要跟我们自己提醒我们自己，我们的最坏的情况已经结束了。
I want to close with this one story that another story I heard recently that was just so encouraging.
我想已经以另外一个最近我听到的一个故事来结束今天的讲道。
Dallas Theological Seminary, which is now one of our just a well-known seminary here in the country.
那达拉斯神学院呢
？When they were first getting started, they just didn't have enough money to keep going.
当他们刚刚开始开办学的时候，他们就没有足够的资金来维持。
And so the trustees and the board met, and they were getting ready. They wanted to discuss how do we declare bankruptcy, and just we're going to have to just close the seminary. We don't have the money to do this.
那这个学校的董事会呢，就开始讨论，就是我们怎么样能够宣布我们破产了，我们没有钱来继续这样的运作。
So they met. They were meeting to plan the end, meeting to plan the bankruptcy, and how we're going to as gracefully as we can just shut it down.
然后他们就不断的开会，看要怎么样能够去最后的去把这个神学院给关门，怎么样来破产。
And so somebody said, "Well, you know, before we do anything, we better start this meeting with prayer."
有人就说呢，那在我们做这些事情之前，我们最好先开始祷告。
And so there was a guy there who began to pray.
那有一个人呢就开始祷告。
And part of his prayer, as he was praying and whatever he was saying, but the part of his prayer that they recorded for us is that he said, "Father, I thank you, and I know that the cattle on a thousand hills are yours, as you've said in Scripture."
然后他就开始祷告，他说：“神啊，我们感谢你，我们看到有很多牛在山上。”
That's from a scripture in the Psalms. It says the cattle on a thousand hills belong to the Lord.
他是在圣经诗篇里说在旷野的牛都是属耶和华的。
And in his prayer, he said, "Now, Father, we need you to sell some of those cows."
他就跟神说，神啊，我们怎么样需要把这个牛给卖掉吗
？And right after they finished praying, there was a knock on the door.
然后这个时候，有人来敲门。
And the secretary, she was hesitant. She knew this was important business going. She was hesitant to come in, but she thought she better let him know that there was someone who wanted to speak with the people there.
然后这时候这秘书呢知道这是一个非常重要的会议，所以呢他在想到底要不要让他们打扰他们，让他们知道有人要跟他们讲话呢。
Guess who it was?
你想猜猜看这是谁？
It was a cattle baron.
这是一个养牛的。
And he had a big deal that he was going to, a big transaction that he was going to do, and he had sold so many cattle to be able to finance this big business transaction he was going to do.
然后他是养牛的，他要即将要做一个很大的一个交易，他要卖很多很多的牛。
But the transaction fell through.
但是这个牛，这个交易呢被中断了。
And he said, I just felt the Lord directed me that I should just bring this same money and give it to the seminary.
然后他就说，哦，他听到神跟他的意向，神就跟他说，你要把这个钱呢就捐给这个神学院。
It was quite a substantial sum.
这是一个很大的一笔钱。
And they began to just praise God.
然后他们就开始赞美神。
And they said, God, you did sell some of the cattle.
然后他们就跟神说，神啊，你真的是把一些牛给卖掉了。
Well, we might not all see dramatic stories in our lives quite like that.
我们或许在我们的生命中不会看到这样的非常戏剧化的一些事情。
But we're reminded that our God is able to make ways for us.
但请我们自己提醒自己，神其实对我们有美好的计划。
Even when it seems that there's no way.
即使好像现在没有出路。
So I want you to be encouraged.
我想我们被提醒。
You may be closer to the thing that God has promised for your life than you even know.
我们现在其实是离神给我们的应许非常非常接近。
And the next time you're feeling that way, like you're feeling discouraged or down.
那如果下一次当你感觉到一些沮丧、失望的时候
，I want you to remember this story of David at Ziklag.
我想要你去想到大卫在希格拉的故事。
He was a couple of days away from one of his greatest victories that he would see.
大卫在希格拉，他其实离他最后非常非常大的胜利只有一两天之久。
And the worst was over.
最坏的情况已经结束。
He still had some battles to face, even though Saul was dead. Now there were other things that David had to face.
那大卫他其实还是需要去面对一些困难、一些战斗。那扫罗王那个时候还在那儿。
But the worst was over.
最坏的情况已经结束了。
Let's pray.
那我们一起祷告。
God, we come to you in humbleness of heart.
神啊，我们来到你的面前，我们谦卑我们自己。
We are so thankful for your word.
我们真的很感谢你。
Sometimes we need to hear words of encouragement.
有的时候我们想要听一些鼓励的话。
Like David, we love you.
就像大卫一样，我们爱你。
We honor you.
我们愿意尊崇你。
We trust you.
我们信任你。
We have faith in you.
我们在你里面有相信你。
But like David, there are those times in our lives.
但就像大卫一样，在我们生命中有些这样的情况。
When things get so hard and so tough.
当有些事情变得如此的糟糕。
We are tempted to be discouraged.
我们有的时候会想要去，有的时候会变得一些沮丧。
Please forgive us.
请宽恕我们，神。
And we pray this morning that you would teach us to look to you in those times like David looked to you.
主啊，真是求你指教我们，当我们在这样的情况中，怎么样能够像大卫一样的来信靠你。
That we too would find strength in you.
让我们在你里面能够找到平安。
So I pray for all of the brothers and sisters here this morning.
今天我为在座的所有的弟兄姐妹祷告。
Lift our hearts, Lord.
把我们的心再次来到你的面前。
Give us strength.
给我们力量。
Give us courage.
给我们鼓舞。
And I pray that you would so strengthen us that we would be able to just praise you through every season of our life.
就是主啊，求你给我们力量，让我们能够赞美你，无论我们什么样的情况，我们都赞美你。
If there's anyone here today,
如果在座的今天，如果有些人
who is feeling particularly discouraged，
如果今天早上在座有些特别感觉到很沮丧的时候，
I pray God that you would lift that spirit of discouragement and take it away。
主啊，我们就是向神祷告，就是求你让我们重新得力。
If there's anyone here who's feeling particularly troubled and burdened，
如果今天早上我们在座的有些人有特别的有点不平安的，特别有很多事情的。
By your power, O God, lift that burden。
主啊，真是让靠着神的力量把这个重担给卸去。
Speak peace to that heart。
把在我们心里面有平安。
And we thank you。
我们感谢你。
We praise you。
我们赞美你。
You are at work in ways that we don't even know。
你其实你的工作是我们甚至我们都不知道的。
Thank you for reminding us。
谢谢你今天早上提醒我们。
And our hearts just say a great big thank you to the God who is able to bring us through。
让我们从心里来真是感谢你。
To you be glory, dominion, forever。
愿你的名得到荣耀，直到永远。
Amen。
Amen。